Naga, kusukuthi uphendukele kulo muntu oseduze kwakho, umtshele izizathu ezimbili zokuthi wena indaba ube nokubonga ngokuthi uyamazi uNkulunkulu.
Okay, go ahead, tell them.
That's all.
First things first, so that we're reminded of why we're here. And so that's a bit of good things that we do just to remind us that God is good and it's good for us, it's good to tell our friends. So I just want to open up in prayer. So Father God, we just thank you for every single person that's here. Father, we invite you right now to come and speak to us and to minister to us. Holy Spirit, help us to open our hearts. Pray for this great man Robert over here. Father God, help us to partner together so that you may be glorified. And Lord Jesus, may we have a good time in your presence today. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. I thought this morning I would just start off telling you a little bit about my story. I find it important to tell my story because as Mr. Baker was saying, my life and everything that I've done on my own has been a complete failure.
Ngibone kubalulekile ngoba empilweni yami izinto engizenzile ngeke ngabona ngihluleka kakhulu empilweni.
So I'm going to be very honest. I'm going to tell you things about myself. I'm
going to
ask you not to judge me too hardly.
But
I'm going to do it because it shows you what God can do in somebody's life. And I am certainly not where God wants me to be yet. He's still taking me to places. But God reminds me all the time of where He's taken me from. And I don't know where you are in your life and what's happening in your life. But I promise you, if God can save me, He can do it. Great things in your
life.
So I was born in 1982. I'm 36 years old in
October.
I had one sister who's 2 years younger than me and a mother and father. I was born in
Johannesburg.
And so when I grew up, when I was young, my parents didn't know God. They were very loving parents. But my dad used to tell me all the time how much he loved me. He used to show me how much he loved my sister and I. But I don't really remember ever hearing my mom say that she loves me or showing much love to us. So I know that she loved me. I just never really saw it from her. So when I was older and I looked back as when I was growing up, the Holy Spirit showed me certain things, reminded me of certain things.
Ngesikhathi sengikhula, umoya ongcwele wayese ngikhombisa izinto engizibukayo manje uma ngibheka emuva.
So my mom was I didn't know much about her childhood, but my mom was very strict.
Umama ke wayemuntu ostrict kodwa angazi kahle ngemvelaphi noma ngokukhula kwakhe.
So when we had visitors over or we would go to anybody else's house,
uma sinezivakashi noma sihamba sivakashela abantu abathile,
my mother would say, "You do not embarrass me."
Uma wayecala ukuthatha nje, please ngiyacela ukuthi ningangihlebi ke lapha.
She was like this, "I'm watching."
Bathi ngizigadile, ningalingeneni ningiphoxe, ngizole ngimgadile.
But what that did is, whenever we were around people, I would be nervous.
Manje uma ngiphakathi kwabantu, bengijwayeleke ukuthi ngiyesabe.
You see, my mom felt that if I messed up, she would look bad.
Uma ubesaba ukuthi uma mina ngenza okungalungile nje uyena ozobukeka kabi.
So she needed my sister and I to be perfect all the time.
Manje befuna ukuthi mina nodadewethu sibe senze nje kahle singalenzi iphutha.
We would get a hiding if we did anything small or even if my mother thought we did anything.
Bese uthola uswazi uma sike senza nje okuphambene noma mhlambe ecabanga ukuthi sikwenzile ngokuphakeme sithole futhi uswazi.
So I grew up thinking that I'm going to do something wrong all the time. I'm not sure what it is. I'm just waiting. I'm going to get a hiding all the time around people. I'm nervous. I'm scared. I'm worried.
Manje ngakhula ke ngisaba nje ukuthi ikhona induku engizoyithola ngoba mhlambe khona into embi nje engizoyenza, khona iphutha engizolenza, induku yenze impela.
So I didn't even know it at the time, but I almost felt like there was something wrong with me.
Noma ungazibonanga ngaleso sikhathi, kodwa ngase ngizivela kube ngazi ukuthi kukhona nje okungalungile nokungahambi kahle ngami.
If my mom has to warn me all the time and be so strict and is shouting at me for things I'm not sure what's happening, then maybe there must be something wrong with me.
Uma uhamba njalo engithethisa, engiqalisa ngezinto ebengingaziqondi kahle, ngabona ukuthi okusho ukuthi kukhona okungalungile kimi.
And so I tried all the time to be perfect in front of my friends, in front of my parents, in front of anybody that I met. I had to pretend to be someone that I wasn't.
So ngase ngiyazama-ke ukuthi ngihambe kahle phambi kwabadlali naphambi kwabangani bami, ngizama ukuthi ngizenze umuntu empeleni ebengingeyena.
So when I was about 10 years old, my parents became Christians. They met Jesus. They were born again.
Uma sengineminyaka elishumi, abazali bami bathola iNkosi uJesu, bazalwa kabusha.
And they became very busy in the church, and I met Jesus.
Abazali abantu abamatasatasane besenkonzweni, nami ngahlangana noJesu.
But it didn't get any better with my mom, because now my mom needed to show that her children were even better.
Manje kodwa akazange bengcono uma wami ngoba manje bese kufakhombise ukuthi hey abantwana bakhe bahamba kahle.
So that didn't change inside of me. I still always felt like I'm not good enough. I have to try and prove myself. I must be perfect all the time.
Manje lokho kwaqhubeka nami, uyabona kukhona lokho nje ukuthi nami ukuthi ngizame ukukhombisa ukuthi ngingumuntu o-right.
So we moved to Richards Bay, we moved around a lot, and we moved to Richards Bay in 1996.
Besingabantu abafudukayo kakhulu ngo-1996 kasasesiza e-Richards Bay.
And we joined the church and we went on a trip to Mozambique to build a church in Mozambique.
Sasesiba ingxenye yebandla khona la. Sasithamba ke kwitrip eya eMozambique siyokwakha isonto khona.
And I didn't make friends very easily. It took me a long time to make friends because I didn't want anybody to really get to know me. I was too shy.
Bengelula kimi ukuthi ngibe nabangani ngokushesha ngoba bengiwumuntu onamahloni.
So in this trip to Mozambique, we were there for a month. We built a church. We came back to Richards Bay.
Kulolu hambo ke sahamba saye eMozambique, safike sathi isonto khona,
And then my mother and I both got very, very sick. So they took me to the hospital, and I must have been 12 years old. And the doctor said, you have malaria. So I was very sick, but they gave me medication, and after a week I was feeling better, and everything was okay. But my mom would not go to the hospital. She said to my dad, I'm a Christian, I believe that Jesus will heal me, and you just need to pray, I don't need any medicine or any doctors. And so my mother was very, very strong. My dad tried to argue, but my mother was like, no, you're not taking. So every day my dad would have a fight with her. You're getting worse, I need to take you to the hospital. You're getting worse. And she would say, no, no, I'm not going anywhere, I'm going to be healed.
Njalo ngosuku noma ngosuku nosuku ubaba ezama ukuthi amtshele ukuthi hayibo usuya ngokuya manje ugula kakhulu hamba kwesibhedlela ngiyakuhambisa kodwa uma angavumi nje angavumi.
So about 2 weeks later, where my mom was so sick she couldn't argue back.
Kwaze kwaphela amaviki amabili uma wami wayesegula kakhulu-ke manje engasakwazi nokuphika-ke manje.
So the ambulance came, took her to the hospital. But unfortunately, the doctor said we waited too long, and so she passed away about 2 days later. I remember thinking, Lord Jesus, we were doing your work in building a church. How did this happen? My mother was trusting you. So there was a lot of confusion in my heart at that time. So from that time, I still believed in Jesus, but I wasn't quite as passionate about knowing Jesus as I was before. A little part of me thought, Jesus, you kind of let me down. So my dad did a good job. He loved us. It was just my dad, my sister, and I. And maybe we'll stop there, yeah. So I didn't make friends easily. I was nervous. I was shy. But I went to the Christian school. The Christian school was very, very small. So after a couple of years, I started to feel comfortable. I knew everybody. And so I was good at sport. You wouldn't say now with my big stomach, but I used to be fit. I have a beautiful wife and she cooks very well. I blame her for this all the time. But eventually at the school I started to feel like I was the man. It's a small group, I'm comfortable, I felt like I was a big shot in this very small school. Remember, I didn't feel good about myself, so the only way I could feel good about myself is making myself feel bigger and stronger than everybody else.
Kodwa manje ngase ngizenza sengazi ukuthi ngimkhulu, nginamandla kunabo bonke abanye, ngazizwelayo manje ukuthi hayi, sengiyi-right-ke manje.
It's like I had to prove to everybody that I was good. I had to prove to myself.
Manje bekufana nokuthi kumele singikhombise abanye, ngizikhombise nami futhi ukuthi no, ngi-right.
So I loved sport, but our school was very small, so they didn't have cricket and they didn't have rugby, so I went to go and play for John Ross rugby and cricket.
Bengisithanda i-sport, but esikoleni sethu besisi bancane singenayo i-cricket ne-rugby. Ngihamba ngodlala i-rugby, ngidlalela lesi sikole esisho John Ross.
And so I did very well, but suddenly I realized that where I was this big shot in this small school, now I was a small, small guy in the big school.
Manje kodwa ngase ngiyabona ukuthi hawo esikoleni la ngiqhamuka khona imina oyisikala phansi. Kodwa manje mase ngifika lesi sikhulu isikole engafika iy'nkunzi malanga zakhona iy'ngunguzi zakhona ngabona ukuthi manje sengiyintwana-ke futhi.
So I felt out all the time. I felt like I couldn't make friends. I didn't know what to say to them. I didn't know how to speak to them. I was always out. I was the only one out from another school, so I was always out of the friends.
Ngaqala manje ngaba namahloni futhi ukuthi hey ngizobathola kanjani abangani lana. Ngazivela manje ngaqala ngaphuma iqhuzu njengedwa eceleni.
So we went on a cricket tour to Pietermaritzburg.
Sahamba siyodlala ikhilikithi eMaritzburg.
In grade 10.
Ngiko grade 10.
And for some reason the coach took us to a bar, a pub.
Coach, why is this hashtag-e esisa endaweni yokucima ukoma?
And all of these guys that I thought, wow, they're so much better than me and I'm out, all of them were drinking a beer and they offered me a beer.
Bonke labantu engibahloniphayo engibona ukuthi inkunzi malanga impela babethuza obhiya nami base beyanginika ubhiya nami.
Now I've never drank before, but when they offered me, I was like, I don't want to say no because they're going to think I'm even stranger than I am.
Bengakaze ngiphuze ngalelo langa. Okay, ngisho ngalelo langa bengakaze ngiphuze ngaphambi kwalokho. Okusho ukuthi ngesikhathi benginikeza ubhiya. Ngase ngiba namahloni ukuthi uma ngiwunqaba kuzoba sengazi ukuthi-ke bazongibuka manje kube ngazi ukuthi yabona nje ngiphuma-ke nje kwenye indawo mina ngibuke-ke ngimubi ngalokhu engikhona.
And so I remember having a couple of beers on that night, and at the end of the night I felt like I was Superman.
Ngiyakhumbula-ke ngaphuzobhiya bambalwa ngalolo suku lolo awo ntambama noma lisuku ngalo langa ngazizwele ngathi yabona-ke manje nami ngu-Superman.
The person that I wished I could be, but I was always too scared to be, I could be like that. I wasn't worried about what people thought.
Lo muntu ebengifisa ukuthi ngibe uyena, kodwa ngangikhathazekile ukuthi abantu bacabangani ngami.
I found that people liked me when I was drinking for some reason.
Ngathola ukuthi abantu bangithanda bangithuzinto.
So when we came back from Richards Bay, of course I kept this a secret. I didn't tell my dad.
Mase sibuya-ke size Richards Bay, le ndaba ngayifika angamtshela ubaba.
The guys that were there phoned me up and they said, hey, we're going to a party. Why don't you come? We had such a good time with you. Why don't you come to the party?
Abanye bangimema bathi, hey, woza kune party ekhona. Sibe nesikhathi esihle kabi nawe, indaba ungasijoyini.
So this is a big deal for me. Now I feel like I'm one of the guys.
Manje kwaba into enkulu leyo kimi ukuthi sengiyingxenye manje nami yensizwa ezinye.
So I kept getting invited on the weekends to go and have a beer, to have something to drink, and the more that I drank, I was friendly, I got to know everybody, and everybody liked having me around.
Kwaya ngokuya manje ngithola izimemo ngapha nangapha, kwenzeka ukuthi ngapha bangibize, kwenzeka ukuthi ngapha bangibize, ngifike ngishaya ubhiya laphana. Uma ngishaya ubhiya ngithola ukuthi manje sengisekulula, sengiqhumana nabantu lana, ngaze ngaduma nje nami.
So I thought I wasn't hurting anybody, but I would have to lie to my dad and say, oh, I'm going to sleep at this friend's house in the weekend, or I'm going there, or I'm doing this, but meanwhile I'm slipping out and I'm going to a party almost every weekend.
Manje ngaleso sikhathi-ke bekufanele ngiqambe amanga kubaba ngithi hayi ngiyolala nje kamngani wami. Kodwa ngibe ngazi mina ukuthi-ke khona iphathi engiya kuyona, nangakusasa khona enye iphathi engiya kuyona futhi.
So my dad would go out to a Bible study on a Wednesday night. I would get on my bicycle, I would go have a drink at the bar, come back, switch off the light, sleep. By the time he gets home, I used to do this all the time.
Ubaba akahamba ephambi sathi ngolwesithathu ebusuku, uyothi qambe boy, uthole sengibuyile mina, sengitheshwathe engubeni ngaleso sikhathi.
But even though I felt so good and was good to know everybody, I had so many friends.
Noma ke ngizizwela ngi-right ngaleso sikhathi nginabangani abaningi.
When every time I woke up in the morning, I felt really bad about myself.
Kodwa njalo uma ngivuka ekuseni bengizwela ngimubi, ngizwela ukuthi kukhona engingalungile kimi.
So in my matric year, my family moved back overseas to Scotland.
Ngesikhathi ngenza umatric, umndeni wasekhaya wawusubuyela eScotland.
And I stayed behind to finish my matric.
Mina kwadinga ukuthi ngisale ukuze ngiqedele umatric.
And so in my matric year, I was chosen to be the head boy, which is a senior prefect.
Ngakhethwa ukuthi ngibe head boy esikoleni.
Because everybody liked me, even though I partied on the weekend, I still had to show this face that I was respectful to the teacher. The teachers liked me. They didn't know what was happening.
Abantu abaningi bebengithanda noma ngilo umuntu enguyena ngama weekend kodwa bengibuya ngizohlonipha ngiveze obunye ubuso phambi kwabantu, so nothisha bengikhonzile.
And I remember in my matric year, the last assembly, I gave a speech and I sat down and I thought to myself, I can do anything in this whole world. The whole world is my option. I can study, I can become anything that I want, and I felt so good about myself.
Ngiyakhumbula ngalowo matric lo, ngahlala phansi ngazibuka ngathi yabona emhlabeni ayikho into engeke ngiyenze, ngingafunda ngibe noma yini engifuna ukuthi ngibe yona.
So I went to university the next year, and the day that I walked into this very big university of Johannesburg,
ngathi ngihamba-ke ngiya e-university ngonyaka olandelayo, ngosuku engangena ngalo kule university enkulukazi yaseJohannesburg,
I thought I was a big fish in Richards Bay, but when I walked through that university, I realized I was a nobody. There was thousands and thousands of people, and I was a nobody.
Ngicabanga ukuthi ngumuntu omkhulu emhlabeni, kodwa ngesikhathi ngingena kule university yaseJohannesburg, ngifika-ke ama-thousand abanye abafundi abakhona lapha, ngase ngiyabona ukuthi hawu angilutho-ke makunje.
So what I did is I started to find friends that partied every single, when I was at school, I could only maybe once a week and on the weekend party. When I was at university, no parents, I partied every night.
Manje ngesikhathi ngisesikoleni, bekuthi njalo ngeviki mhlawumbe, thola ukuthi khona iphathi esiya kuyona. Manje kodwa manje e-university, ngathola abangani, hawu besinephathi usuku nosuku.
One day I realized that in 6 months I had only gone to bed sober 2 nights.
Ngabuka ukuthi esikhathini esiyizinyanga eziyisithupha ngalala ngingajakiwe only ubusuku obubili kuphela.
And because I didn't study, they kicked me out of university.
Ngenxa yokuthi bengingasafundi bangixosha e-university.
So I went and I stayed with family friends in Johannesburg for 2 years.
Ngahamba ngayohlala nabangani bomndeni wasekhaya eJohannesburg iminyaka emibili.
But my dad said, hey, you're not going to study, you need to get a job, I'm not paying for anything anymore.
Ubaba wayesethi, uma ungasafundi, kuzokudinga ukuthi uthole umsebenzi, ngoba ayikho enye into engisazokhokhela yona.
So I didn't have money to drink every night.
Ngangingasenayo imali yokuthi ngiphuze njalo ebusuku.
But the young man who I was staying the house at, he smoked all.
Kodwa insizwa ebengihlala nayo lakade ngihlala khona ibikade ibhema umthunzi wenkukhu.
So I couldn't sleep sober because I would think about everything. I would feel so bad about myself when I was alone with my thoughts.
Manje bengihlushwa yilokho-ke ukuthi bengalula ukuthi ngilale ngingadakiwe ngoba benginale micabango le emibi engimaqondana nami ngizibona ngisehluleke.
I used to just go over and over when I was in bed alone, Stuart, you're a failure. You failed at school, at university, My girlfriend left me. My friends left me. I'm just, you're just a failure over and over, and I would worry and I would worry.
Kukhona lemicabango engihluphayo ukuthi Stuart uyisahluleke, uhlulekile esikoleni, uhlulekile e-university, nentombi yakhe isikwalile, nabangani bakho sebekushiyile, ayikho into yona. Bese lethi ngenze ngikhathazeke.
So when my friend came and he offered me that.
Umamngani wami esefika-ke engicobelela nami umthunzi wenkukhu.
When I was at school, I would have said never, but I was desperate, so I started to smoke with him.
Ngesikhathi ngithethe esikoleni bengizothi nje cha, kodwa manje ungithola ngalesi sikhathi sengisesimeni esicayi, ngase ngayithatha nami njalo.
It was a day when I woke up in the morning, I would smoke with him in the afternoon, in the evening for 2 years. I just smoked, I didn't have a job, but that's all I did.
Iminyaka emibili bengibhema naye ekuseni, ngibheme naye ntambama, ngingenawo umsebenzi engizowenza.
When I smoked, my thoughts stopped. When I didn't smoke, all those thoughts came back to me.
You're a failure.
So one of my friends came to Johannesburg and he was there for business and he said to me, I'm starting a new business, why don't you move back to Richards Bay and we can start this business together.
Umunye kwabangani bami wabuya wathi, no, kukhona ibhizinisi elisha engifisa ukuthi ngiqale, kungani wena ungezi kanye nami Richards Bay, siqale le business leli.
So I moved down, but the business didn't do well, but I found a job next to Fosco at that woodchip mill.
Sayabuya ke khona egoli sehle egoli sezangala kodwa ibhizinisi langahamba kahle ngase ngithola omunye umsebenzi.
Suddenly I was earning a decent salary. I got a car, I got a small little flat.
Ngokuphazima kwethu ngathola sengithola nami imadlana nje ebonakalayo impela. Ngathola imoto, ngathola indlu la ngihlala khona.
But I started to do more and more drugs every year.
Kodwa njalo ngonyaka ngaya ngokuya ngingena ezidakamizweni.
I got introduced and somebody gave me some cocaine and I got hooked on cocaine.
Omunye wanginikeza icocaine, ngangena kuyona ngabhajwa kuyona-ke manje.
So I would get paid on the Friday for the month. I would go buy drugs, spend my whole salary, and then have to sit and have to ask friends to borrow me money just to pay the rent. So eventually my job, they fired me. So in this time, he used to be the principal of the Christian school. I was very good friends with his two sons. His one son was the one that I used to phone, please lend me some money for rent. He now became the senior pastor of the church there.
His name's
Pastor Larry. He phoned me up one night and I was very drunk. He said, God told me to invite you to Bible study tomorrow.
Wathi uNkulunkulu uthe kimi angikumele uze uBible study ebusuku namhlanje.
Why don't I want to go to a Bible study?
That's what I'm going to Bible study.
But before I could say no, he said, be ready tomorrow at 6, I'm picking you up.
What am I going to put in the name? What am I going to put in the name? What am I going to put in the name?
So I'm like, what am I going to do? But I'm not going to phone him back. I have to do this.
That's it. It's, oh, thank you for the journey. I'm going to come for now. So fighting again, they get a threshold.
So he picked me up. And we went and we did the Bible study. Now you can't judge me, I'm being honest with you guys. I was very, very drunk during the Bible study. And Pastor Larry said to me, did you enjoy it? And I lied because I wanted him to like me, so I said yes. And then he said, good, you're coming to church with me on Sunday. Now, I knew that I had a big problem. But I felt like to go to the church that I grew up in, people were going to judge me. It was very tough to go to this church to see all of the friends, the parents of the friends that I used to be looking at me, and they must have seen, sure, Stuart, you look bad. And so it was at this time where I lost my job and I couldn't pay the rent. And the landlord came and knocked on the door to get rent. I was a week late. I had no money, no food. I sold my TV, I sold everything, I had nothing to give him. So I lay on the floor under the window hiding from him. Crying. And in that moment, Father God took me back. To that time when I was at school in matric. And I thought, I'm the man. I can do anything I want. And he said to me, is this what your life has become, Stuart? I've asked Father God never to take away that memory of that day. Because it reminds me of the worst time of my life. So in 2 days' time, I was going to get kicked out. I had nowhere to go. My friends weren't interested in letting me stay with them. And Pastor Larry phoned me up and he says, pack your stuff, you're going to come and live with me. So I went to go and live with the pastor. But I was still a mess. I had so many problems, so many issues, so many addictions. So Pastor Larry didn't drink wine, but people used to bring him a bottle every now and then. So he had a case of wine. He didn't drink it, he just used to keep it.
Pastor Larry, you don't have to drink wine, but about the way you have to drink wine, you don't have to drink wine.
So I would wait, because I couldn't sleep. I had all these thoughts, feelings about myself. So when he went to bed, I would sneak and I would steal a bottle of wine every night.
Just to my next husband, my own nana, baby, and forget the cocoa, the figure, the chunky poison, and the wine.
Now you must imagine how bad you must be if you're stealing from your pastor, right?
The cabal of what you're supposed to move down and make a mouse and chunja, and chunja and chumfund is well.
But you know what's so incredible about him?
What are we having good tea? Intena Konagan, the man on the night.
Nobody in his family drank alcohol.
Akekho bephuza utshwala kulomndeni wakhe.
But he knew it was disappearing.
Kodwa ubazi ukuthi iwayini liyanyamalala.
There could be only one person that was taking that wine.
Munye kuphela umuntu obengenzeka ukuthi alithatha le wayini.
He never shouted at me once.
Akakaze amemeze noma athethise umuntu ngalokho.
He never asked me where was my wine.
Futhi akakaze angibuze nami ukuthi iwayini lami lishonaphi.
He treated me like one of his other sons.
Why sing Pacha Njengomunye wamadodana akhe?
It was at this time I'm going to Bible study and I'm going to church and I'm asking, Lord Jesus, please will you be real like I read about you in the Bible?
Ngale sesikhathi ngiyesontweni ngiya kuma Bible study ngikhulela ukuthi Nkosi kungenzeka yini ukuthi nakimi ube uNkulunkulu ophathekayo lengifunda ngayo eBhayibhelini.
We read about how loving and kind you are and how powerful you are, but I need you to be real like that in my life.
Siyafunda ngawo ukuthi unamandla kangakanani, unothando olungakanani, uyakwazi ukwenza izinto. Kodwa ngiyakufuna manje ukuthi ube yilo uNkulunkulu loyo okhona ngempela empilweni yami.
Because no matter how hard I tried to stop, I couldn't help myself. I would sit in bed, I'm not going to, and then, but it was like I had to go and either smoke Zol or drink something.
Womanje njalo uma ngithuthi ngihlezi phezu kombhede kube khona lokho ukuthi akufanele ngikwenze lokho, kodwa njalo kuthi ngiyaphuma yobhema intalo, ngiphume ngiyokwenza into engazi ukuthi akusathi ngeke.
So I said, Lord Jesus, I will give you everything, my whole life. I didn't have much to give.
That Nkosi Jesu, ngizokunikeza konke impilo yami yonke, kodwa manje ngibona ukuthi akho lutho engizomnika lona.
But I will give you everything for the rest of my life if you heal me and help me.
That uma ungisiza ungelapha, ngizokunikeza konke lempilo yami yonke.
And so I would sneak out with friends in the evening and we would smoke dapper.
Bengisahamba ngithuthi ngikhokhobe nabangani bami ngibheme intango.
And then one day something a miracle happened.
Ngelinye ilanga kwase kwenzeka isimanga.
I was sitting down and I just lit up the soul.
Ngangihlezi phansi ngithe sengiyilayithile nje intango kwayo.
And I felt like somebody was standing right behind me looking over my shoulder.
Ngazizwela sengathi kukhona umuntu ome emva kwami, kube ngathi ume emva kwami ngenhla ungibhekile ebheke phansi kanje.
Like right here, and when I turn to look, there's nothing, but I can almost feel something is right here.
Uma ngithi ngiyaphenduka ngibheke emuva, ngangabona lutho, kodwa lento ngangiyizwa ukuthi khona, futhi no kukhona umuntu nome la phezu kwami emva kwami.
That feeling was so uncomfortable that I'm not going to smoke.
Yangenza lento ngasaba ngathi mina angikwazi ukuphela njengamanje.
And then an hour later I would pick it up and think, oh, it's gone now, and I would just light up and I could feel like there was a person standing right behind me.
Emva kwehora ngathi mina mhlawumbe sengingabhema ke manje ngawuthatha igwayi wami lapho ngithi ngiyawulayitha ngizwe futhi ukuthi ukhona lo muntu omela emva kwami.
I felt so uncomfortable, like they were this person was looking straight into my into the deepest part of me like this.
And ngazwela ngiphelele indawo kasha ngoba lo muntu kube ngazi ukuthi ngesikhathi emele la kwange ngibuka ekujuleni kwami ngaphakathi.
I tried this at 4 days.
Ngayizama le nto iintsuku zange zaba zine.
And on the fourth day, I remember when my friend passed me this joint.
Ngosuku lwesine ngiyakhumbula ke ngesikhathi umngani wami engidlulisela leso singalo leso.
As much as I wanted to smoke it, I knew that the feeling of when I smoked it was worse.
Kodwa ngesikhathi noma ngibona ukuthi ngiyafuna ukuyidema, kodwa manje umuzwa wokuthi kwenzakalani uma ngizoyidema, ngizama ukuyidema, ngabona ukuthi lokho kunzima kakhulu ukuthi ngibhekane nalokho kunokuthi mhlawumbe ngihlale ngingayidemanga.
That is the last time that I ever smoked dacha.
Ngagcina ngizwi ukuyidema-ke intanga lami.
I believe in all my heart that that was a miracle.
Ngiyakholwa ngempilo ngenhliziyo yami yonke ukuthi kwaba isimangaliso leso.
That I experienced the presence of God looking at me, and when I was trying to do that, it was so uncomfortable in God's presence.
Lapho ngezwa ubukhona bukaNkulunkulu, ngezwa uNkulunkulu kube ngathi uyangibuka, ngizwa ukuthi ukhona kanye nami lapho.
I could not do it no matter how hard I tried, so God stepped in.
Bengakwazi mina ukuzikhulula noma sengizame kangakanani kodwa uNkulunkulu wayesiyangenelela.
So slowly Father God would start doing things like this for me. It was slow. I wish I could say when I said, Lord Jesus help me, everything was better.
Ngiyafisa ukuthi ngabe ngathi nje Nkosi Jesu ngisize kwase kuphela konke kanjalo kodwa ngale ndlela uNkulunkulu wangikhipha kokuningi.
It was one thing. Every morning I would say, Lord Jesus, I need you to help me with this because I'm a failure on my own.
Njalo ekuseni ngithandaza ngithi Nkosi Jesu ngidinga wena ukuthi ungisize emaqala nalokhu ngoba kuyimina ngingedwa nje ngisahluleke.
And Jesus was incredibly faithful. Bit by bit I stopped drinking, stopped smoking dacha, stopped smoking cigarettes, all of these things step at a time. He took away from me.
Ujesu wathembeka kimi ngendlela emangalisayo kancane kancane ngathola ukuthi ngiyekile ukuphuza utshwala, ngayeka ukubhema intango, ngayeka ukubhema usikilidi. Wazisusa nje lezi zinto.
He started to change the things that I used to like doing, I didn't like doing anymore. The things that I thought, yeah, that's strange. I started wanting to do the things that God wanted.
Ngaqala manje ngayeka lezinto lezi bekade ngifuna nami ukuyeka kodwa eziyama-pensionships. Ngaqala ngayeka ngaqala ngenzo ongathi kungcunganyana.
I started to read the Bible.
Ngaqala ngafunda iBhayibheli.
Before when I read it was just so confusing for me.
Uma ngizama ukulifunda ngaphambi kwalokho kimina lalingidida.
Now when I read it I feel like Jesus is speaking straight to me.
Kodwa manje uma ngifunda ngiyazwela kube sengazi ukuthi uJesu ukhuluma ngqo nami.
Like how did Jesus know that about me?
Ngithi uJesu ngabe kwaze kanjani lokhu ngami?
And this thing starts to come alive and it was exciting.
Yaqala manje lento yaphila kimi yanginikeza umdlandla.
All of this happened maybe 9-10 years ago.
Konke lokhu kwenzeke eminyakeni ye-9-10 edlule.
I lived with Pastor Larry for 3 years.
Ngahlala nomfundisi uLeli iminyaka emithathu.
You know, when I think about how often Father God was calling me.
Kodwa uma ngicabanga ukuthi uJesu bengibiza kangakanani.
It was every day all the time.
Njalo ngosuku. Kube ngathi ngekhathi zonke nje.
But you know, there were a few things that totally transformed and changed my life.
Kukhona izinto ezimbalwa ezaguquka empilweni yami.
There was a man, Pastor Larry.
Kwakuwumfundisi uPastor Larry lo ngisho.
He chose to see me not like I was.
Owakhetha ukuthi angibone hayi ngale ndlela engangiyona.
He chose to see me the way that God sees me.
Kodwa wakhetha ukuthi angibuke ngale ndlela uNkulunkulu angibuka ngayo.
When I felt like I was absolutely worthless.
Lapho ngizibona mina ukuthi angilutho.
Pastor Larry would speak to me like he believed in me.
Yena wayezokhuluma nami kube ngazi ukuthi uyakholelwa kimi.
The more that I got to know Jesus,
ngesikhathi sengiqala ke manje ngikhula ekumazini uJesu,
the more I know that those are Jesus' words all the time to me.
Bengazi ukuthi lawo ngamazi kaJesu empilweni yami.
I still have a far way to go on my journey.
Ngisenohambo olulude engizoluhamba.
Every time I think I've made it and I'm all sorted and everything's good.
Lapho ngicabanga noma yinini ukuthi yabona manje sengilungile manje into zonke sezingabela kahle.
Lord Jesus very gently said to Stuart, what about that thing?
UJesu kancane kancane angikhumbuze athi uyakhumbula kodwa ngalolu suku.
And so I spent 3 years living with Pastor Larry, but it was 4 years ago that I found my wife.
Ngahlala naye umfundisi leli iminyaka emithathu kodwa bese kuyiminyaka emine edlule lapho ngathola khona umakoti wami.
And now my wife is pregnant, she's almost going to give birth.
Manje umakoti wami ukhulelwe, usezobeletha.
God takes me back often to that time where I was hiding in the corner crying with the landlord knocking for rent.
Kulonkulu yangikhumbuze lesasikhathi ngesikhathi ngicasha, ngicashela umnikazi wendlu, ngikhala khona engqongqoze eminyango ezofuna imali yerenti.
And he reminds me that everything that I have, everything that I am, is because of him.
Uye angikhumbuze lapho nami ngiyazi ukuthi konke engikhona, konke enginakho kungenxa yakhe uNkulunkulu.
But you know, some of the biggest things that has happened in my life,
kuyazi kukhona izinto ezenzekile empilweni yami.
The Lord Jesus has continually spoken about how he sees me.
UJesu uqhubekile wakhuluma nami ngendlela angibona angiba ngayo.
So where I always used to feel like there was something wrong with me.
Lapho ngangizibona khona mina ukuthi kukhona into engalungile kimi.
That I'm not going to be a success, that I'm a mistake somehow.
Ukuthi mina eyami indaba engathi ayizuphumelela engazuthi ngibe yiphutha kwami uqobo lwami.
The more time I spend with him, the more he affirms that I am his son.
Ngaleso sikhathi ngesikhathi njalo ngihlala naye uJesu uye angiqinisekise ukuthi ngiyindodana yakhe.
And as the son of Jesus Christ, Father God, I'm not lacking in anything.
And njengale ndodana kaNkulunkulu akukho engishoda ngakho, akukho engikwesele.
There is a peace that you and I can know that only comes from knowing your Savior Jesus Christ.
Ukhona ukuthula mina nawe esingakwazi okuvela kuphela ngokwazi uJesu njengeNkosi nomsindisi wakho.
I don't know what your upbringing has been like or your childhood or what people have said about you.
Angazi ukuthi ukhuliswe kanjani nobungane bakho nokuthi abantu bathini ngempilo yakho.
But I've come to know God as a father who wants to love and to protect and to care.
Kodwa sengifikile ngazomazi uNkulunkulu njengobaba oze ukuzongithanda nobaba oze ukuzongivikela.
So I just want to say to some of the older ladies and some of the older men,
ngifuna ukuthi ngikhulume lokho ke komama asebekhulile nobaba asebekhulile la.
My whole life was changed by Jesus Christ.
Impilo yami yonke yaguqulwa yiNkosi uJesu.
But he used a man to minister to me.
Kodwa wasebenzisa umuntu ukuthi akhulumisane nami.
I want you to understand the incredible opportunity that you have.
Ngifuna ukuthi niqonde ithuba elingazivele elinalo.
To care and love for those that are younger than you, that especially are in need.
Ukuthi ninakekele laba bangaphansi kwenu, kakhulukazi laba abanesidingo.
My prayer for you is that Father God uses you in a mighty way.
Umthandazo wami ukuthi uNkulunkulu anisebenzise ngendlela emangalisayo.
To change situations that were in darkness into light.
Aguqule izimo ebezingumnyama zibe ukukhanya.
That is my prayer for you.
Yilo umthandazo wami nginawo ngani.
So I hope that afterwards, later on, I'll be able to just share the rest of my story of knowing God.
Ngiyathemba ukuthi ngesinye isikhathi ngizoqhubeka ngimtobelele ukuqhubeka nokuphelela kwendaba yami yokumazi uNkulunkulu.
But I would like to pray for everybody here this morning.
Kodwa ngiyathanda ukuthi ngikhulekele yona lokho la namhlanje kusena.
So Father God,
Baba egameni leNkosi uJesu.
We come before you so grateful that you are a loving Father.
Sizakuwe Nkosi sibonga ukuthi wena uNkulunkulu nothando.
Father God, I ask that you bring hope to every heart here this morning.
Ngiyakhuleka Baba ukuthi lesithemba kule ndaleyo nhliziyo ekhona namhlanje kuseni.
They're feeling like they can't see a way forward.
Kukhona abazwela sengathi ukuthi abayiboni indlela yaphambili.
I ask Father God that you give us the courage to surrender our everything to you.
Sithe Nkosi sibindi sokuthi sinikele ngakho konke kuwe.
And then Father God, I ask that you empower each one of us.
Yakutshela Nkosi ukuthi usiphe amandla.
To be able to be a blessing to the others that are in our lives.
Ukuze sikwazi ukuba isibusiso kwabanye abasezimpilweni zethu.
But more importantly, Father God, we want to know you in a deeper way.
Kodwa ngaphezu kwalokho Baba siyafisa ukuthi sikwazi ngendlela ejulile.
May you show us the fullness of what it means to be your child.
Singathi ungasikhombisa ukupheleliswa ukuba umntwana wakho.
I ask this in your mighty name, Lord Jesus.
Ngiyacela lokhu ngegama lakho.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.